At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, I would like to focus on today's gospel. However, before I do that, I would just like to call your attention to the very wise advice of our first pope, St. Peter. And he says, "Who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you suffer anything for justice's sake, blessed are you." So I find this very applicable in our times, this advice. Just as the early Christians had to live among the paganism and idolatry and immorality of those around them, so we too, as we face the tremendous moral evils and lack of faith, loss of faith in our times, we too must be zealous in continuing to stand up for what is right. It can be discouraging when we see so much, when we see things getting so immoral in society, and then it gets worse after that. Surely the early Christians felt that also. And so the first vicar of Christ is telling them, be zealous anyway. And if you suffer it, something, if you suffer some persecution, blessed are you even. He reminds us of the great reward that God has for those that are faithful to him. And then the next sentence is even more, I find it even more inspiring. So have no fear of their fear. They're fearing too. They fear good. They fear you doing good. And St. Peter is saying, don't be afraid of their fear, but hallow the Lord Christ in your hearts. So work on your sanctification. What does it mean to hallow the Lord Christ in your hearts? Keep trying to become holy. When all else fails, still strive to become holy. Hallow the Lord Christ in your hearts. So, as I said, I wanted to at least make a passing mention of these very inspiring words from St. Peter. And I think they are so relevant to our times. And count on that, on God's grace to sustain you. But now focusing on the gospel for today, our Lord says, unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. What does our Lord mean? What our Lord is alluding to is at that time in history among the chosen people, there was much more of an emphasis on the externals versus the internal. And many of the scribes and Pharisees had made quite the art of externalizing religion, that if you do certain things externally, if you perform certain actions, if you go through certain rituals, if you eat certain kinds of foods, that if you observe these things, you will be justified before God. But it was an emphasis more on looking good than being good internally. And so our Lord today, in today's gospel, is saying, he's not saying that externals are unimportant or that we shouldn't do them, but he's saying, do not neglect the internal, which is even more important than the external. Make sure your heart is what it should be, not just what you do externally. And again, there's such an emphasis on just the external aspect. And so our Lord says, you have heard it said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Whoever shall murder shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. You see, if the emphasis was just on externals, it would be like saying, well, I haven't killed anybody. Yes, but what about your heart in which you're hating other people? You're murdering them in your heart, so to speak. So that's what our Lord was addressing. There are not only sins we can commit externally, there are also sins we can commit internally. Sins of thought, sins of desire, things that are on the inside, things that people may not necessarily see. That has to be right with God. So our Lord continues by saying, don't just not murder somebody on the outside. Don't murder or hate them on the inside. I say to everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. And whoever says thou raka or fool, he says, you may not be killing them or physically assaulting them, but you are sinning by these sins that are on the inside. So that is the great message in today's gospel. To be concerned, to be about giving a good example and not committing sins externally, but we also have to not commit sins internally. This is, by the way, from the Sermon on the Mount, where our Lord, is giving the charter for his religion. He's laying out the spirit that his followers should have, the members of his church. And he doesn't just address, for example, the issue of anger or murder. He also talks about things such as, in that same context, in that same chapter, about sins against purity. He says, you've heard it said, thou shalt not commit adultery, a sin on the external. But he says, I say to you that if a man even looks at a woman with lust, he is committing adultery in his heart. You see, another very powerful illustration of that. It's not enough just to not commit sins on the outside. We must overcome sins on the inside, sins of desire. In other words, we may not desire to do something that we are forbidden to do externally. So let us take this word to heart of our Lord in today's gospel and work on sanctifying the heart. And that's what God always sees. We can hide from others what's on our inside, but we can't hide anything from God. He sees the inside of us just as well as he sees the outside of us. He knows all things. I find it also providential that this happens during the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, in which we've been reflecting upon the Sacred Heart of our Lord, the adorable heart of Jesus, wounded for our sins, suffering for our sins, suffering as we do, not just externally as he did in his body, but he suffered in his heart. We too, often enough, have to suffer in our heart, in our emotions. But let us sanctify them by uniting them to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He teaches us to go to the heart of the matter. So what a beautiful devotion we have. And let us continue to offer reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so wounded by the continued thoughtlessness, insults, and deliberate refusal of acknowledging of him as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let us make sure and that he is King of our homes. I had the honor of enthroning two homes in our parish here this past week to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And let us also make sure that he is the King of our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.